Sanhedrin Perek Vav Mishnah Gimel 6-3, and now we draw even closer to this fateful, horrendous moment of execution. So, and that tension still exists where we want to balance, you know, making this be as least bad as possible, but doing it right and carrying it out. So there's a pasuk. The pasuk says, "V'ragmu oso," I mean, you will stone him, the accused, when he's getting niskal, when he's getting stoned, and like carrying out the Mises Bezid in all four of them. We're talking about the Skila and Aron Mishnah here, or the other modes of execution, that is to say, the Sreifa, the Hereg, the Chenek. In all those cases, it's a mitzvah sasiel to self to carry it out. Now the Pasuk says, V'ragmu oso, you'll stone him, but which a Chazal understands, at least Rabbi Yehuda understands, here, the first sheet in our Mishnah, that it has to be like him directly, not like even the stones have to get onto him, not onto his clothing. So the problem is if he's wearing clothes, you won't be stoning him, you'll be stoning his clothes, and therefore you have to strip him a moment before. That's why when we get to the Arba Amos of the place, Arba Amos is like the same as the place itself, as I'm sure you've seen from hundreds of places in Shas. So the point is when he gets to the place where he's going to be executed, at that minute, at the last minute, they'll take his clothing off. We don't want to take his clothing off unnecessarily early, because that, of course, is humiliating, but the pasuk is requiring that we take his clothing off here for the execution. And there's actually a time in the Torah, there's a rationale why the Torah wants him to be stripped. And that is, if he's wearing clothing, that could really pad his fall. We're going to push him off of like the top of a building, if you will. So if he's wearing clothing, that will, you know, cushion his fall and perhaps prolong his death, which we don't want to happen. We want his death to happen as quick as possible for the sake of the mitzvah of Ba'at Recha Kamocha, where should we prolong his death. So therefore, we're going to take his clothing off prior to that. But there's, of course, a separate issue of just the humiliation of being naked. So says Rabbi Yehuda Omer, this is like this. Hayarachok mebeis haskilim arba amos, when we're at four amos away, meaning we're basically right there, of the base of skill, where they're going to throw him off and stone him. Mafshitin oso es begadav. We will strip him of his clothing. Ha'ish mechasen oso melefanav. If it's a man, we'll let him wear like a kind of like a loincloth, just to cover him in front, so he shouldn't be, you know, his private parts should be covered. Va'isha, if it's a woman, melefaneh umeacharea. So then she is covered in the front and the back, like she wears, you know, like an underpants or something type thing. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. And that's all. Now, the Chacham disagree, they disagree on the nature of that drasha. They say, V'ragmu oso, doesn't mean just that you're going to stone him like on his skin, which is true, but it's oso him and not her. So therefore, this only applies to men, not women. The notion, still the conceptual idea of not having excess padding, which would prolong the execution, the stoning process, still applies. So it's going to be that for the man, we're going to basically strip him bare, save for a loincloth, and for a woman, we're going to strip her down something very thin, think of it as like a nightgown or something, so she's covered, but not having much padding, so that the execution is sort of a quick, and as quick as possible. So the mission is inside. Hacham v'cham omrim, ha'ish niskal arum, a man is stoned without clothes on. Having just the loincloth still considers being naked is not covering very much. Veina isha niskelis aruma, but not a woman. A woman won't be totally undressed. She'll be wearing something very thin, like I said before, something like a nightgown.